All right, before we get into entertainment news, we have Corby with the wireless microphone. He's working the room here at the Media Center at Super Bowl 48 in New York City. Corby, do you have us?
Yeah, I have you. Yeah, I have you. You got me?
Yes. Loud and clear. We copy.
Okay.
You don't sound very confident.
I am. I'm extremely confident in my superpowers. What is Chris Cooley doing?
He's doing a talk show.
Okay, his flame burned out really quickly. Like, he was a badass, and then just it ended.
Yeah, I think he had some injury.
Oh, he did? But didn't he have some wild wedding? Remember the story we had on
him? Yeah, we had something about some wedding or some kind of nookie scene or something like that he had working.
All right, you don't sound too interested in talking to him. Hello, madam.
Well, no, I am. You want to talk to him? Fine.
Well, he's right over here.
Okay, well, go ahead.
This broad over here, it looks like she's doing something.
All right.
There's some broad that's been here literally since, like, 7:30 this morning, because I saw Killer, like, send a note out, like, at really early in the morning, and she's been wearing this, like, really long black and white dress.
Oh, man, she's
been dressed
out.
Dude, she's been dressed up like that for all freaking day.
Well, go ask her if she'd like to get out of that stuff.
Maybe slip into a robe.
No, right.
Yeah, something a little more comfortable.
Right.
Let's see if Chris is on the air. Hey, Chris. Are you on the air right now?
Yeah.
You are?
I am. Probably in about 5 seconds.
Okay. Real quick, how long have you been doing this?
About 7 months now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you do it in college? It's just right out of the chute?
Just right out.
Okay. We'll talk to you in a little bit.
I'm sorry, man. When we break, I'll...
Yeah, no worries. No worries.
I come over and do it.
Yeah, no worries.
You know what happened to him, don't you?
What?
He accidentally posted a picture of his TT on the internet.
He did?
Yeah.
That got him out of the league or something?
I don't know. He married a Redskins cheerleader, and then she divorced him a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And I swear there was some really wild, randy tale about either a bachelor party or wedding or something like that that made some big news.
Yeah, well, you better keep that in mind.
Keep what in
for
mind?
What?
For my bachelor party?
Well, just all of that. Just be careful with your TT.
I can tell you one thing that will never happen.
What?
That will never end up on the internet.
If I have anything to say about it, it will.
Yeah. Okay, now she's running away.
She hates you.
Girls so much.
Who is that broad?
God, I hate him. She's going back and forth.
God. Oh, look. She's talking to that other girl.
Yeah, I know. To former nookstress here. All right, let me just see what's... I got to... this is ridiculous.
Come on, be aggressive. Where's that snake aggressiveness we've come to know?
No, it's like GOP Corby. He can't do this job anymore.
Right.
GOP, huh? GOP.
Madam. Excuse me, madam.
You trying to flag him down?
Excuse me,
madam.
Excuse me, madam. You were wondering what your name was?
What
your
Robin.
Name was? Robin, who are you working with?
My High Sports in Denver.
Oh, you're part of the Denver contingent.
Yes, there's a lot of us here.
Dude, there's like a million of you guys.
Yeah, it's our local team. We cover on a daily basis. So.
Who are you?
Who's we?
Yeah, who's we?
My High Sports.
What does that mean?
So My High Sports is we have a magazine.
Miley Sports.
A monthly publication.
Mile High.
Sports Talk Radio 24/7, and we have a website.
Is it owned by, what's the radio station?
It's 93.7 FM and 10 AM.
Oh, okay.
In Denver.
Do you
got
websites?
Both.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. What do you do for them?
I am a writer and a reporter, so I write for a magazine. I have a column, and then I do interviews each month.
Did you study that in like growing up and stuff?
No, I actually have a master's in finance.
Whoa! Well, why'd you get into this junk business?
Ask her. She has
so much
Bitcoin.
More fun.
What is?
People like you.
Explain.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah,
explain.
Bitcoin.
Explain Bitcoin in 30 seconds.
I don't even know what you just said.
You don't know what Bitcoin is.
Is that
a master's
in finance?
No, it's a internet currency that people use to buy drugs and hookers.
Oh yeah, no, I must have missed that day.
You have a rabbit named Hitler. You're safe. Now you've been here since really early in the morning, haven't you?
Yeah, I got here at like 7:30.
Why?
Why not? What are you doing?
She's wearing the same clothes and those shoes.
You have talent. It 7:30. I think the first person I lined up was Vance Johnson, and if you don't know who that is, he was one of the three.
I'm familiar with Vance.
Yes, okay. Yes.
Yeah, so that was the first person
I lined
up.
How do you think we are?
It's 7:30 in the morning.
Golly, and you've been wearing this dress the whole time.
The heels.
Why are you doing that?
You
dress comfy.
Let me ask you this.
Would you be talking to me right now if I dressed comfy?
Yes,
you were.
You're still pretty.
You're still one of a few women in here.
You're still a pretty girl. Look, you look great. You know, it's awesome. I love talking to you in this. But I'd love talking to you this, like in a little jacket like I wear.
Are those real?
You know what they say, dress the part.
Are those real?
Yeah, I know. I dress the part, too.
Actually, what they say is dress for the job you want, not the job you have.
How old is she?
What's the success line that you always say, Mike?
Dress for success and success will find
that's
you.
That's right. Dress for success and success will find you.
You have a rabbit.
Yes, I say that. I say that. That's my line.
Am I successful? No.
Oh, hanging in there. Such success has found you, madam.
Where do you live in Denver?
Downtown.
Oh, cool. Have you lived there for a while?
Yeah, I've been in Denver for about 10 years.
How old are you?
35.
Excellent. Married?
No.
How old are you?
No. Divorced. What happened?
Never married. No kids.
Nothing? Damn, how'd you get out of that?
I don't know. Just been busy working.
Wow, that's incredible. 35, never been married, and no kids.
Master's in finance.
Where'd you get the master's?
CU.
University. Undergrad, too?
No, undergrad, I went to Ole Miss.
Oh, and then you went back home for, are you from there, from Denver?
Ole Miss, Mississippi.
I know what Ole Miss, Mississippi is. I'm saying when you went back to CU, are you from Colorado?
No, that's what I'm saying. My home is in Mississippi.
Oh, okay. All right. Now I got you.
How old are your boobs?
He's asking inappropriate things.
Do you have a rabbit?
Which I won't ask you.
Do you have a rabbit collection?
Do you have any pets?
No.
Do you have any pets?
I have some pet peeves.
You don't have a dog?
No dogs.
Rabbit?
No
rabbit?
No fish.
Rabbit?
No rabbit?
No rabbit.
You don't have a rabbit and a fish?
That's unbelievable. Okay. No boyfriend right now?
I do have a boyfriend.
Oh, okay. Is he older?
Is he black?
He is 6 years older.
White?
Yes.
White?
Okay. You ever dated a black guy?
I have not dated a black guy.
Why not?
I don't know.
Ever been asked out by one?
Of course.
Ever been hit on by an athlete?
Of course.
Who was the last?
Last one.
The last one?
Yeah.
A Denver guy?
Had to be.
I won't name anyone from Denver.
All right, let's go outside.
Hey, how would you like to meet Jason?
The last
Witten?
One? I'm drawing a blank.
You don't even know the. How about one in general?
That's not in Denver.
Why are you looking around the room, Daryl Strawberry?
No, is he here? I really don't know. I don't want to incriminate anyone in Denver, though. But yes, I get hit on a lot.
And have you never taken any of them up on it?
No.
No dating at all with any athlete?
Not no. Danny Trevathan?
Good for you. Is your boyfriend, what does he do?
He is the owner of Mile High Sports.
Whoa, that explains everything.
Warriors, aren't we?
Wow. He owns Mile High. So did you start working there before you started dating?
I was working for a competitor, actually, when we went on our first date. And then after dating for about 6 months, I finally said, you know, I spend so much time with you and I'm help you out as much as I can. I'd like to start a column. One column. And I wrote a column on fantasy hockey.
I bet it's awesome.
Of all things.
Man, fantasy hockey.
Sounds like a must-read.
Man, that is incredible.
You know, the next month I didn't do anything and people were actually writing and asking, hey, where's Robin, you know? Because it was called A Girl's Take, Learning Sports from a Girl.
Oh.
And then haven't skipped a month in 4 years.
Does she like nachos?
Still going at it. Do you like nachos?
Yes.
You do?
Yes, of course. Who doesn't like nachos?
I don't know. All right, well, look. So tomorrow, are you going to be doing the same thing? You're going to be here all week?
Yes, all
same
week.
Dress?
Okay. Yeah, you're going to change your dress, though, right?
I will. I will not wear the same outfit tomorrow.
Okay, you going to the media party tonight?
I am going to the media party tonight.
Is your boyfriend going to be there?
Yes, he is.
He's here, too?
Yes.
Does he look old? I picture this guy that like kind of looks kind of
like
distinguished.
Like George Hamilton?
Yes, like Frosty.
Yeah, like George Hamilton. You familiar with him?
George Hamilton?
He was in Zorro, the Gay Blade.
George Hamilton? I can think of George Harrison, but not George Hamilton.
Who's George Harrison? Hamilton.
Blank a blank.
Who's George Harrison?
He was in some group called the Beatles, right?
Oh.
Ask her if she's aware that there's no sales tax on boots in New Jersey.
No, I'm not. All right, well,
just
look. I look forward. You know what? Every day what I want to do with you when we find you, we're going to critique your wear,
please,
if you will.
And today, what do I get?
You get an A. It's awesome. I mean, it's solid.
So it's
especially
a,
you've been
A, B, C, D, F? Is that
that's a general grading curve. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but for sure, right now it's an A.
Okay.
She's the foxiest
so
broad in here.
I can go higher with the A+. Plus.
Yeah. You know what? Let's set it in A-. minus. I've seen a few flaws that I'm not going to mention. Maybe on Friday we'll talk about all the flaws that I've seen throughout
please
the week. But right now...
Please let me know what my flaws are.
It's okay.
It's... No. Your annoyance no. being one.
No, you might want to check your butt.
Something on it?
Yeah. Someone put a little post-it note on there. Oh, you reached.
I know. You tricked
you
me.
Want to be
good one. I'll have to
out?
Use that one. That's a good one.
Jimmy Johnson has a question for you.
Oh, man. Okay.
Right?
What?
It's better than a kick me sign on my back there, right?
It is. It is. Yeah. There was just a post-it note that said input with a question mark on it, and you were walking around with it.
Oh, no. That's going too far.
God. Well.
Wow.
All right, so.
That's it.
This segment's over.
So.
Time out, Davidson.
Drinking you, man.
So, tomorrow, I want you to think about it at 6:30 in the morning when you get ready for this, okay? All right? Because right now it's good.
Okay. You know, I am limited to the clothes I brought, so, okay.
It's okay. There's a lot of shops around
here,
too.
She's got to top this.
There is. Yep. But I'm going to the media party tonight, and 6:30 in the morning.
Are you wearing this?
I was thinking about it.
God, that's a long time we've been wearing that stuff, you know? You still look good. You know what? You're still going
to
kill it.
Thank you.
Been to the bathroom
I'll buy you a cocktail.
Today.
It's free, but
has
thank
she been
you.
To the bathroom today?
I'm all over it.
Been to the bathroom.
All right,
today.
Bye, sweetheart.
Sweetheart. Input question mark. Okay.
All right. Nicely done.
Good
We're
job,
up to a
pneumonia,
good start
Corey.
With that. You all right? You recover from that? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna be fine.
He always has to bounce back from these sessions.
I know. They're draining.
I have to bounce back from
anything. Yeah, you do too.
I don't.
Here we go.